Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Once again, I welcome you to Line of Judah Online, the ministry that's to train and equip the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry. Today, we're continuing with the subject, Gifts of the Spirit and Ministry Gifts, and we're doing part 8 from a 9-part series. And the topic today is How to Judge Prophecy. In this topic, I'll be giving you 9 points to take note of, but before that, the Word of God says to test everything, retain only that which is of good. We go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21, and it reads, Do not quench the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Verse 22. Try the spirits. A false prophet has a false spirit. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 and 6. Verse 1, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into this world. Verse 6, We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. These scriptures are a clear guide for a person to be careful what they hear in prophecy and to judge it correctly and properly according to the word of God. There are many people out there who claim to have the word of God but are false prophets and delight in giving a false word or a false prophecy to people. The following are 9 scriptural principles for judging prophecy. Point 1. End purpose is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. We read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. And the scripture reads in verse 3, But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. If the prophecy that you are given doesn't line up with edification, exhortation and comfort, then do not take it. Point 2. True prophecy agrees with the letter and the spirit of the word. The Holy Spirit doesn't contradict himself and does not contradict the word of God. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for the every good work of God. True prophecy agrees with the word of God and the spirit of God. If it doesn't agree with the word of God or the spirit of God, then do not take it. Point 3. True prophecy exalts and glorifies Christ and gives him complete preeminence. We see this in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, and John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Revelation verse 19, verse 10, And I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and your brethren, who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This is Jesus talking in John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Verse 14, He will glorify me, for he will take what is of mine and declare it to you. This is Jesus speaking. Therefore, once again, I say true prophecy exalts and glorifies Christ. Point 4. True prophecy produces fruit in character and conduct that agrees with the fruit of the Spirit. Righteousness comes first in Romans chapter 14, verse 17, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, and Matthew chapter 7, verses 5 and 16. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Point 5. If prophecy contains predictions concerning the future, and these are not fulfilled, the prophecy did not come from God, unless, of course, the person or persons did not fulfill the conditions of prophecy, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 20-22. Sometimes a person prophesying begins in the Holy Spirit, but oversteps his measure of faith, Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Point 6. Even if prophecy contains correct predictions or supernatural revelations, it is not from God if it is an effect to promote disobedience against God and the Scripture. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 1 to 5, and Acts chapter 16, verses 16 to 18. Point 7. True prophecy given by the Holy Spirit produces liberty and not bondage. Romans chapter 8, verses 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. And 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7. True prophecy never promotes spiritual dictatorship. Point 8. True prophecy given by the Holy Spirit will always interject fresh life into a meeting and harmonize with the overall purpose of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Point 9. True prophecy given by the Holy Spirit is attested by the Holy Spirit within each believer who hears it. In other words, there's an inner witness on the inside. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. A final point on prophecy. When a word is given to you, don't take it immediately. Put it on the shelf for the time being and prove it over a period of time if it is from God or not from God. Many people or many believers will take a prophetic word thinking it's from God. It may be from God or it may not be from God. Therefore, it's wise to put it on the shelf and to prove it over a period of time. Never take a prophetic word and swallow it directly into your spirit man. Take time to prove it before you receive it. That's just pure wisdom. The next part we'll be doing will be part 9 from the series, and it's called The Ministry Gifts is a Divine Call Unto Men. This is dealing with the ministry gifts of the fivefold ministry. Once again, I thank you for being with me today. I look forward to you in the next part, part 9. And thank you once again, and God bless.